Connections continues. I'm Bill Newell with Dave Radigan, educator, comedian, and Dave, welcome. Good to be talking with you again.
Yeah, nice to be here, Bill. Good to talk to you.
Dave and I are doing this on Zoom so we can see each other, even though we are legally socially distancing ourselves from one another.
Yes, and they won't be able to see this. You're saying to me, you won't be podcasting this as something anyone can see. So you're telling me I showered for nothing.
You're right. You look marvelous, but no one will know that other than if I were to tell the folks that you look marvelous. Yeah.
Yeah. One of the big winners in this whole coronavirus thing. And I read a story yesterday about the winners and losers from the coronavirus. And they meant the stock, but obviously Zoom is one of the big winners because you said Zoom to most people, before this started, and they would have said, "Oh, the old PBS series for kids," and now it's a good stock to buy, or let's put it this way: a lot of people are buying. It's a hot stock to buy, and everybody knows Zoom now.
Yeah, everyone knows Zoom. Saturday Night Live did an all virtual show this past week after being off for a number of weeks, and they did a bit on Zoom because as people get familiar with Zoom and start using it, there are a lot of people, like you just mentioned, Dave, never used it before. So there's Zoom etiquette out there that people need to know, and some people don't follow. In fact, even you told me, Bill, sit a little higher, get a little higher in the screen, right?
Yeah, yeah. You want to have your head a little higher. You don't want to have a ton of headroom. It's sort of like with television. You want to have approximate what they would do on television. And you don't want giant amounts of headroom. You don't want light. You want light on your face, but you don't want light behind you, like from windows. And there's a thing when you actually talk. I mean, what they say is when you present, you talk to people, you're supposed to look at the little camera that's at the top of your screen in your computer. But of course, if you do that, you're not looking at the people you're talking to. You seem to be looking at the people you're talking to, but you're really not. So there's like a disconnect there. As you're being connected, you're also disconnecting. And it's an interesting way to communicate. I'm actually glad I'm doing it. It's a really interesting experience. Even though the last two classes I've had, in the middle of my class, Bill, I've been cut off. I've been disconnected in the middle of my class. And then I have to go and I have to reconnect and get back into the class. And I find the class is still going. And in my head, I'm thinking, did I do that? Did Zoom do that? Or did one of my students just get sick of me and think, I'll just get rid of them for a while?
Yeah, well, I don't know if you can do that. But, yeah, that would make sense. But again, the Saturday Night Live bit, I mean, people, you know, take their laptops. One of the pieces was, you know, into the bathroom. And, you know, you can't do that. People forget that you can see them on Zoom. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really funny. I mean, my students... I'll see my students do it, and all of a sudden they'll turn so we can all see their dog, and they'll be in the middle of a class, and they'll be on Zoom, and their mothers will walk in and start talking to them, and it's really funny. And they also, a lot of students will turn themselves off. They turn off their video and they turn themselves to mute. And I treat them like adults. I figure if they're there, they're there. But for all I know, they're in the next room playing Parcheesi or.
Yeah, Parcheesi is probably what they're doing, Dave. Yeah, these are college students, Dave. Right, right. Okay. Oh man, this guy is clueless, folks. Okay, now let me move on here. So there's words that we've known in our lives for a long time, but they all take on a kind of a different meaning now to us, and you all know what they are. So words like face mask, hand sanitizer, toilet paper, long grocery lists, isolation. Now we're afraid to go into grocery stores. Our wardrobe, has been limited to sweats for the last month here. And here's another one, Dave. We are now heroes for getting takeout food. I love that. We're now heroes. I used to think I was lazy. We were beat. We were tired. We go out and get takeout food. Now we're heroes.
Yes, you are. You're supporting the local economy and local business. You're a hero. You're a hero. We can all pat ourselves on the back as we eat our poo-poo platters.
Yeah, that Bill Newell got Chinese food. God bless him. God bless him.
The flip side of it is when this started, there were people who were avoiding Chinese restaurants for the same reason. I mean, in late February, early March, I would say, you know, I'm a comedian. I work in Chinese restaurants. And I was told by a couple of people, it's like, yeah, business has been slow ever since it started because they're afraid. And you're right. I mean, face masks. You're an old guy. I say face mask, you think jock plot. But it's not about that. It's about face masks that people wear for personal protective equipment, which, and again, I you know, for weeks I hear, don't get face masks, don't hoard face masks. They don't do you any good. They don't do any good, but the people in the hospitals need them, which I always thought was kind of funny because I went to emergency with my daughter, and there were some people, some of the nurses that had face masks on. And I thought, huh, I wonder why they're wearing it since they've told us that it doesn't do any good. But then all of a sudden we wake up one day and they're like, get a face mask. Don't go out without a face mask. And I didn't have one. Luckily I found one bandana, but I'm going with one bandana over and over. And I'm thinking, how am I going to keep that bandana clean?
Yeah. You know, it used to be if you walked into a store on a face mask, you might get arrested, or you know they call security on you or something like that. Now,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I don't know. Yeah,
I look exactly what they say not to dress like when you go to the back.
Exactly. I mean, okay. Well, the guy had a face mask on; he looked like a slob.
I was out walking in Beverly the other day. And it was a woman, and she had a hat on. Probably I'm just going to guess that she probably got up. She probably didn't shower. She's got these baggy black pants on, a black jacket, a black hat, a face mask, and glasses.
And a cheery disposition.
Yeah, exactly. And no, she seemed pleasant enough. But but all I could think of is if I was going to go to dress, if I was going to rob a bank, if I was going to knock over a liquor store, that's what I'd wear. If I was going to be in a gang, that's what I'd start. A robbing gang.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Hey, I got two last things here for you. We're watching press conferences. I think everyone, whether you love Trump or hate Trump, can agree that he talks too much. And, yeah, those are my – and here's one last one here. Now we listen to all these press conferences. We listen about the data, the communities and different things. They talk about hot areas in the country, and that's all new to me because I used to think those were strip clubs on Route 1 in Peabody.
Yeah, I think the hot areas have taken on a whole new meaning. Now it's like walking – well, it was walking trails before, but now they've closed many of those. So now it's places like the Dane Street Beach in Beverly, you know, along Lothrop Street, it's made national news because you can walk on one side of the street or the other. And I guess you're supposed to walk basically against the traffic because there were so many people going out to the beach, and they've closed a lot of these outdoor areas. And of course that means that more people go to smaller, you know, there's more congestion in the places that are open, which are the public parks and beaches.
You know, they close the parking lots for the public parks and beaches, but they leave the Market Basket parking lot open, which is the most dangerous spot in the whole world, is walking through the Market Basket parking lot.
Right, just from all the dropped gloves, from all the dropped protective gloves and protective masks.
Man slips on glove in Market Basket parking lot and is run over twice. Yeah.
Interesting the way your mind works, Bill.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, anyway, Dave, always good talking with you. I want you to be safe, and I want you to grab some hand sanitizer here before the next time we talk, all right?
I'll do that.
Dave Rattigan with us here. I'm Bill Newell on Connections. We'll continue just ahead after these messages.